With SRN News, Anna Thomason. Francine may no longer be a hurricane, but forecasters warn it's still a force to be reckoned with as it moves north across Louisiana, headed in the direction of Mississippi. The storm has left hundreds of thousands of utility customers in the dark. It has unleashed severe flooding as well. Southern California wildfires still burning, resulting in thousands of evacuations, dozens of homes destroyed in the mountains east of Los Angeles. However, the weather has cooled a bit. That's helping the firefighting crews. Also at SRNNews.com, fresh off their first and their possibly only debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris hit the campaign trail today. They'll rally voters in a couple of key swing states.
After pausing their schedules yesterday to commemorate the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, Trump and Harris are resuming their campaign activities. And not surprisingly, battleground states are in focus. The vice president holds two events in North Carolina, while the former president delivers remarks in Arizona.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A major state university system reconsiders its costly commitment to DEI in hiring.
A new policy that removed diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs from North Carolina's public university system indicate that 59 staff positions were cut and 139 were reassigned. That's according to reports submitted by the 16 institutions, which had until September 1st to show what actions they took to comply. The most cuts came at UNC Chapel Hill, followed by UNC Charlotte. The results included program changes and the closure of diversity offices. $17 million were reallocated to recruitment and scholarships as a result of savings from the cuts. Republicans control both chambers in the North Carolina State House, and lawmakers had been working to ban the programs before May. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street, the Dow futures up 58 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 12 points. This is SRN News. Most South Koreans in this country are Christians.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says two boys can play on girls' school sports teams while the teens challenge a New Hampshire ban. The families of the boys sued in August seeking to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. In issuing a preliminary injunction, U.S. District Court Chief Judge Landia McCafferty found that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm if they're not allowed to play on the girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. A collection of rare and fascinating objects from the late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has raised more than $10 million at auction.
Among the items was a signed letter from Albert Einstein to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt about the science leading to the atomic bomb, an Apple I computer that sat in Steve Jobs' office, and a four-rotor Enigma machine from 1941. Other items include a first-class lunch menu from the Titanic and a historic Xerox computer. The money raised will go to charity. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. auto workers warn a dispute between their union and Stellantis over delays in reopening a shuttered factory in Belvidere, Illinois, is much bigger than the one plant. Many fear that if the automaker breaks its commitment to restart the factory, it will not keep other promises it made in the new United Auto Workers Union contract that was signed last fall. More details, SRNNews.com.